You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 156, Mustard Seeds. Today's challenge: Scripture is inaccurate when it says the mustard seed is the smallest seed. It is larger than a poppy seed, for example. Also, it doesn't grow into a tree. Today's defense: this objection presses the text beyond its intended limits. Jesus tells this parable: "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches." Matthew 13, verses 31 and 32. The cultivated mustard plant of this parable, Brassica nigra, or black mustard, is native to the Middle East. Though there are plants with smaller seeds, it's disputed whether first-century Jews cultivated any. Gleason Archer says, "No one has yet proved that ancient Palestinians planted anything that bore a smaller seed than that of the black mustard, and that was the framework within which Jesus was speaking." New International Encyclopedia of Bible Difficulties, page 329. If Jesus was speaking of plants commonly cultivated at the time, if that was his universe of discourse, he wasn't referring to other plants. However, if his universe of discourse was broader, it would be natural to understand him as using hyperbole. In ancient literature, the mustard seed was proverbial for its smallness, and Jesus would have been drawing on this mode of speech without implying there was literally nothing smaller. Regarding the size to which the mustard plant grows, the parable notes it is a shrub, Greek lachanon, meaning herb, vegetable, or garden plant, and thus not literally a tree. It does, however, grow to prodigious size. The Encyclopedia of Life notes that the black mustard plant grows up to 2 meters, a little over 6 feet, with many branches. See the entry Brassica nigra online at eol.org. Fundamentally, Jesus is not making a point about botany. He's using the growth of mustard as an analogy of how the kingdom of God will grow from his small band of followers to a worldwide communion. To try to get precise, literal statements about botany from the parable presses the text beyond its intended limits.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.